This is the Rare Witch Roundtable, Episode 8, for March 16th, 2009. Iris Database has been updated.
Welcome to the 8th episode of the Rare Witch Roundtable, the premier weekly podcast about Rare, Xbox, and the Rare Witch Project forums. I'm Andre, your host, and joining us again is our... well, some of our regular team. We have Gaming Master 2K, Kelvin Getley in Australia.
Hello.
We also have, joining us again, Gruntling, Aaron Haslam in Mesa, Arizona.
Hello.
Yeah, Arizona State University. Just had President Obama visiting, so that's exciting, I guess.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, although you weren't there, but whatever. And for the first time, joining us is Hakey Wake, James Gow from Scotland.
Good evening.
It's good to have some different people on. We're going to try and do that more. Gray Jindo is gone and will be gone for a couple weeks, and Bottles is sick. I am too, sadly. So apparently there's something going around, swine flu. Last week, we obviously did not have a show. We actually went through, recorded one completely, and let's just say that there were a few problems recording. I had a kernel panic, which, if you know what that means, it's essentially a blue screen of death. So my computer was fine, but the show did not get recorded, needless to say. But thankfully, GM2K is recording this one, so it's a good time. And this is also going to be a pretty short show because we don't have a lot of news. But it's okay, though. We'll move on now to the couple news stories that we do have. The April NPD numbers have been released. This is actually, it's a monthly thing that happens in the industry where basically the top-selling systems and games are announced. There's a few interesting things in here. The DS got a pretty extreme boost, 85% up, most likely because of the DSi. Not a lot of surprise there, but the one that I just find very interesting is the PS2, up 87%, because they had a price drop recently. They're now down to $100. Does it seem weird to you guys that the PS2 is still going strong? I mean, after all this time?
I find it weird. It's one of those things that, why are Sony still supporting it? They've released a successor to it. You know, either put every effort into the PS3 or don't release the PS3 at all. It's not both, I don't think.
I find it strange that it's still being sold at all, really. I mean, didn't the PS2 kind of smoke the Xbox and GameCube combined in Japan?
I guess it's... I mean, the reason that it keeps going is that they're just apparently still selling. I don't know who's still buying a PS2. I haven't had one for who knows how long, but I guess it's the niche of the Wii, too, where, you know, people will still buy what's cheap. So that's, I think, a lot of the Wii success came from that in the beginning. So I think that's still a very big issue with people.
I didn't think the Wii was all that cheap, actually. It was pretty expensive for me.
Yeah, but comparatively at the time, I think... the PS2, when it launched, was $600 US.
The PS2 was?
PS3, I meant. And the 360, not entirely sure, I think it was $400 when they launched, and the Wii was $250. So that was a pretty dramatic gap at the time, and I think that's what started it. Also on the NPD numbers are the top 10 selling games of April 2009. So I'm going to just go ahead and read them off. Number one game is Wii Fit for the Wii, obviously, by Nintendo. Sold 471,000 copies in April. That just blows my mind. I'm sorry.
That is a little surprising.
I have Wii Fit. It's a piece of crap. And I don't understand. I guess it's all those, like, soccer moms that go out and buy it, but it's just odd to me.
Do the rest of you have Wii Fit?
I don't. I never saw the point in getting it.
I picked it up, and, you know, I played it a couple of times, but it's not really the kind of game that you keep coming back to.
It just gets boring.
It gets boring. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and honestly, most of the stuff on there, it's kind of neat or whatever, but you can do that stuff without buying the Wii Fit software and hardware. It's unnecessary.
Not to mention it's really expensive. It's like $90 if you have to buy the Wii Balance Board with it.
Right. So I think that's a bit silly.
It's £70 here, which is, what, $140?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
And I think it's actually been... It's been sold out. I think I've only seen like a few pre-owned copies, which would be the only way I could get it now.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's not really worth it, but Nintendo makes the crack for people. Which is obvious going further down the list, as number two is Pokemon Platinum. But I guess that was a new release, I believe, this month, or last month. So that's not really that surprising. It sold 433,000 copies. But again, I'm going to guess that most of the people buying that already have Pearl or Diamond, or both. I wouldn't be surprised with that either. So,
both?
Yeah, I come on. So you can get the two different Pokemon or whatever.
Yeah, maybe they have two DSs so they can trade with themselves.
Exactly. Not surprising.
It's just wrong.
I have two DSs.
And do you have both copies?
Well,
there's one in every podcast.
I have Pearl, and my brother has Diamond, so I've got two copies available to me at all times.
I see. Did you buy him that for a present or something?
No, he just bought that for him.
Okay. Okay. Number three on the list is Mario Kart Wii. 210,000 copies. Again, pretty old game, so it's odd that that's still on the list, but at least that's an actual enjoyable game, in my opinion. Right. Moving down, Wii Play is number four. Really makes me angry every time I see that. But 170,000 copies for your free Wiimote. I don't think that'll ever not be on the list. Okay. Number five, Godfather 2 for the Xbox 360. Haven't played that. Resident Evil 5 for the 360. Woo. Seven, New Super Mario Bros. Not that new, but again, Nintendo product. It's on the list. Mario Kart DS, number eight. Again, I think that's 4 years old at this point. Number nine is a really odd one. Guitar Hero Aerosmith for the 360 sold 110 copies. I can't really fathom that, like why it would sell so many copies this late in the game. And it's a very average
game.
Didn't
Metallica just come out as well?
Yeah, Metallica did, but they're not even on the list. It's Aerosmith.
Yeah, that was considered to be the better game as well.
Right. I don't know. I got the Aerosmith one, and because I like Aerosmith.
Why?
I know. It's the last Guitar Hero game I bought, because I bought two, and then I said, never again. But I poured so much more money into Rock Band, it's okay. I think they'll forgive me. It's actually kind of sad how much money I've spent in Rock Band. Anyway, and the final...
Play their Fisher-Price instruments, yeah.
No, it's fun. It really is. I have no problem playing Rock Band. The final game on the list is Godfather 2 for PS3. So, I don't know. Not that many interesting games that are out, but it's okay. All right, we're going to move on to our final news story, and it's all about the awards. Obviously, the awards are now in full swing, so we're going to announce on this very show, and of course, most of you are probably seeing the topic in the forum before you listen to the show, but... we're going to talk about it here. So the official categories for this year, there are 14 of them. Two of them are new, or at least new to this year. But we'll start with the old ones. Obviously, the classic Member of the Year is back. Woo.
But GM2K.
Yes, GM2K, of course, will win.
That's a good point.
Moving down the list, new Member of the Year. This one's... really bothers me, because for new Member of the Year, people end up not paying attention to the rules, so I'm going to say them now. If to nominate for new Member of the Year, they have to have joined the forums after May 1st, 2008. May 1st, 2008. So please, when you're making your nominations, and I'll talk about that at the end, but when you make them, make sure that the person's joined after them. So just need to make that clear. Yes. So, best moderator / admin. Obviously, for that one, we're not taking nominations, but I really think you should all vote for Andre.
But James,
just think about everything he's done. And really, you guys
same point as well.
You guys all agree with that, right?
All the podcast recordings you've missed. Yeah, let's bring them up, shall we?
We shouldn't bring that up. Funniest member.
Children, please.
Funniest member.
Hakey James. Yeah,
none of us are funny except for Hakey, but that's okay. This is always my favorite.
Is that like humor funny or funny looking?
It could be both.
You've got both covered anyway, so it works.
I'll take that, actually.
You know what?
So it's a win-win, then.
One of the categories that someone suggested is best facial hair. And that would be funny. The only way to do that, though, would just to have people post themselves with massive facial hair. And then we'd vote on a winner. I don't know. Anyway.
Do we really want to see that?
No, not really. But you know what? If Mandy like posted one, then I would immediately vote. Anyway. My favorite, the Ichu Award. It's favorite departed member. Generally, the person that wins this award immediately comes back a week after they win it saying, "Hey, I've been gone. What's up?" It's good how that goes. Most creative member. Pretty much anyone that has ever been to the Creative Cavern is eligible for that. Most underappreciated. You're looking at Groundling in here, who has won that award twice. So, again.
Thank you all.
Odd how that
but
works.
But it wasn't twice in a row, surely.
No, it was 2006 and then 2008. But incredible. I still feel underappreciated, so.
You managed to be most underappreciated after winning the award twice. Anyway.
Wow.
Friendliest member. Very self-explanatory. Wait. I was just going to bring up, obviously, DMOS will win that. Where is DMOS? He isn't posted in so long.
MIA?
Maybe so.
Actually, I think he was moving house.
Oh, really?
Something was going on.
Well, last time he left, there was like a massive search for him, and he happened to have just gone for Lent or something, I believe.
Yeah. Anyway,
that was a good time.
Wait, was that a year ago? Because that could be happening again.
No. Lent's over.
Lent's way over.
Yeah, it ended with Easter.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, well. Well, I think that one's self-explanatory. Most improved member. Again, very simple, but those are usually... I love the winner of that category because they usually really have improved greatly. Well, I guess that makes sense, but whatever. The Princess J Award, I'm officially renaming it. It's the Quality, Not Quantity Award. Naming it after the official... I think it's the all-time winner of that because... She has made some of the best posts in form history, but sadly doesn't do it enough. Most intelligent member. Also very simple. And then this one was new last year. It replaced the most annoying member. We have the strangest member award. So yeah, many, many different people could win that this year, I think. All right. And we also have the two new categories. One of them is the Most Helpful Mentor Award. Groutling, obviously you lead the mentor thing, so I think we'll disqualify you, sadly.
Aww.
But, I know, sorry. That would have been a freebie. but we're going to give it to one of the mentors that you think deserves it the most. So then the other one is Thread of the Year. I've tried to avoid this one in the past because it's so tough because so many people send me like 30 different topics. But anything that you find extremely amusing or very informative, it can be so many different things, but just, you know, use that and send it to me. So how the nominations will work, it's worked the same every year, and it's my least favorite part of the awards by far. Because I have to sit there and hand count every single one of your nominations. And there's, you know, for stuff like Member of the Year, there's just so many different people. It's frustrating, but that's okay. I do it. there is currently, or by the time this comes out, there will be a topic in the forums for nominations. So it'll give all of the categories and a description of them and a template for you guys to send in your nominations. So you're going to private message them to me. That's Andre. And you have a week to do this. So you'll follow the template that I give you, and you know, you'll give all your nominations of who you think should win this. I usually take like 3 to 5 different people for each award. So, you know, just think it out, write them down. If you really can't come up with one, it's fine. Just, or if you have a lot for one of them, also good. But you have a week to send in your nominations. Friday, I'm going to finalize our award winners, and then Saturday, when the show comes out, we'll announce who's up for each award, and the voting will begin. So that's very exciting. Also, there's one other thing. The logo contest ended, and we had 8 fabulous submissions. Some were more fabulous than others, but we're going to announce the winner on the show. So drum roll, please. The winner is...
I actually have some drums if you want me to use them.
Please do. Give us a drum roll. Yes. The winner is... BK3 Fan. Congratulations. We're going to be
very
posting...
Well done.
Yes. I'll post the winning logo in the topic, but you won yourself a user title of your choice for an entire year, so... Well, I'm going to send you a private message about that, and you can send me what you want your title to be, and you'll get that. Congratulations. All right, moving on to Forum Watch this week. Gruntling, we'll start with you.
My thread was Going to E3 by Crispy, and he writes that he remembers a few years ago that E3 was only open to the working people in the industry, and nobody else was permitted to go to the show. So he had a few technical questions about that, and I believe it's still just open to the press and no one else, but he also had a few questions to see if anyone has ever gone to E3 or perhaps another gaming convention. I don't think anyone else has in the thread, but you're going to the Penny Arcade Expo, right, James?
Yes. End of August, beginning of September.
Woo. Yeah, it's in Seattle. And I guess what's cool about that is it is open to the public. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not in L.A., but, you know, I'm an hour away, so I've really wanted to go to E3, and I've looked at that stuff. My dad happens to be going to the Xbox press conference, so I'm going to try and get in as well. Should be very cool. But... You know, I've looked at it, and basically you have to be an industry member, and I could try and sneak that in, saying that I'm a member of the Rare Witch Project and all this stuff, but even then it would be a $500 for an expo floor pass. Yeah, they're really not worth it.
No.
I don't know, though. I've considered it. Maybe in future years I will, but... Yeah, E3, I think some of the questions in there were, E3 is still closed to the public... except for press. So
I know that.
Yeah, even if you, like get a ticket off eBay or something, I'm pretty sure they still check your credentials at the door as well.
Yeah, no, but
so
I
you can't just like walk up with a ticket and get in.
I was thinking I could spin the whole Rare Witch Project thing, but I don't know how well that would actually work.
How did so many people get in before? I mean, like in years past, before it was scaled down.
Before, they really didn't check that much, so that was kind of the problem. It got way too crowded because anybody that could, you know, you could say, I'm a video game journalist. Okay, you're in, sure. But now they're, now they're checking it, though. But they're back in L.A., because last year it was the whole really weird, I forget where they were. I think they were in Santa Monica, but it was really small. Now they're back at the L.A. Convention Center, which is absolutely massive. So.
I'm kind of glad that they're going back to their old format, because the last 2 years of E3 have just absolutely blown. There's nothing to look forward to at E3 anymore.
No, I think that it's going to be much better this year, and I mean, maybe we'll talk about this another time. We'll have a pre-E3 special. But I think that there's a lot to be announced, and I think we've talked several times about what Rare will be announcing. So it's exciting.
That's only about 2 weeks away, right?
Yep. Microsoft's press conference is June 1st at 9 a.m. So that's starting it, and then the floor stuff starts on the 2nd. Okay. GM2K, what's your thread?
The thread I chose this week is The Lost Season 5 Finale by TUI. And I don't know how many of you watched Lost, but I do, and I think the first post actually sums it up pretty good. So, oh my god, it was amazing.
You know, we can't even talk about this because then people get spoiled and get very annoyed, but Lost is so... I watch it and I get lost. It's very simple.
Isn't that sort of the whole point of the show, though?
I get it. I don't know. It's just, like, I tried to watch it, and I think I watched the first two episodes of Lost, and then I missed one, and I tried to watch the second, and they were like, it's just so confusing, you know?
That's what I like about it. It really makes you think, and it's not just one that you sit down, watch, and come back to next week.
Which is okay because yeah. The office. This is season finale time, you know, because all the shows are ending now, and then the fall they start up again. But I don't know. Like the office season finale was last night or two nights ago when this comes out. But there's a very special surprise at the end. Again, we're not going to spoil it here, but it's something I think I might say it's the most shocking thing to happen in the office.
That
even
would
though
be a fair summary,
really, yeah,
I have not seen the Office finale yet.
Really, should we spoil it for you now? Or
yeah,
all right. I will
completely and utterly legally stream it later.
I see. All right. Well, then we won't. I won't spoil it for you. But yeah, it's certainly, and it's funny because if you're watching it and if you're paying close attention, about 5 minutes before it actually happens, it's so clear. But yeah, and they don't explicitly say during the episode, but it's quite obvious. Yeah. And then what else? Gruntling, what do you watch on TV nowadays?
Oh gosh, I really don't watch that much TV anymore. Probably like The Simpsons and stuff on Comedy Central.
Oh, so nothing with continuity. How do you say?
Not lately.
Continuity.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, all the shows I watch are coming to an end. House also had their season finale that was quite insane.
Supernatural was yesterday or 2 days ago when this airs, and that was sort of expected the way it ended, but I was sort of thinking, well, maybe they wouldn't do that where the writers went, but they did, so interesting season.
Hell's Kitchen is another show that I watch, but that's not something where you're like, oh my god, so shocking. The thing I do love about that show, though, their season finale went two episodes long, and it was basically came down to they have the two chefs at a door, and one of the doors is locked and the other isn't, and I don't know, it's just the most ridiculous thing, really. They have two doors, and one of them unlocks. But so, TV is over. Makes me sad.
Another thing I wanted to mention was American Idol, because believe it or not, I watched that. And
oh my god, you don't.
Why?
I was not happy last week with, I'm going to say it because it's not the finale, but you know, they kicked off Danny Gokey and I was not happy.
I don't know how to respond to that. You watch American Idol.
Yep.
Can you cut his mic?
No, you're off the show now. Well, all right. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you. I would have if I knew you watched American Idol. During the first season, my dad does advertising, and he used to work for Ford Advertising, and you probably know they're one of the major sponsors of the show.
Yep.
So once visiting in Southern California, actually, this was, I think, the second season, we came out, and we actually got to see the show, which is actually kind of cool, you know, and we got to go backstage, and I met Simon, Randy, and Paula.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, and it's kind of weird because Randy, you know, is a really cool guy. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, we're going to go meet Simon Cowell and he's going to be a jerk. He is the nicest celebrity I've ever seen. You know, he talked to us for like 5-10 minutes, you know, pictures and the whole thing. And then we go and there's Paula surrounded by paparazzi. And, you know, she came up to us and like, you know, kind of just shrugged us away. It was very odd, really. Exactly the opposite as you'd think, but yeah, that's how it was. It's kind of cool though. Hey Keith, what's your thread?
My thread is Forum Format by Kooky Kooky in the Rare Witch Project support.
Yes.
Because all this unnecessary bitching makes me giggle a bit.
Yeah. If you weren't aware somehow, if you haven't noticed the change in the format of the forums, basically it's just, it makes more sense now if you actually think about it, but people freaked out for unknown reasons, really. But we can say, we're not going to talk about them now because we don't know what's going to be permanent or when they're going to happen, but there will be changes, more changes in the future to hopefully consolidate some things and, you know, they'll make sense. I mean, there are certain forums that are just there and don't really make sense. I mean, like, I guess I'll name one of them, the Cameo forum. It's there, but nobody really posts. So, I don't know. Stuff like that. We're going to take a serious look. Yeah.
There's a Cameo forum?
There is a Cameo forum. I know. Nobody knows. It's just like the actual game. Nobody really cares.
Well, I kind of just stop scrolling when I get to the Nintendo general discussion. So,
yeah. There is a Cameo form. So, you know, we're just going to look at that stuff. Hopefully you guys won't complain too much, but yeah.
Just one thing with that forum layout. I was just going to say, if they complained at the small changes that we just made, or Gray just made, then how are they going to react when these new changes come in?
They'll probably complain, but that's just how it works. Like, I think my favorite example is Facebook. Anytime they make any change to Facebook, there are 1,000 groups saying, this is horrifying. How dare they do this to us? But it's just people are scared of any changes at all. It's really what it is.
It's when you get used to something, you hate to like have to readjust, and you know, everything is so different. It's just hard to get used to again.
I understand that, but it's good, you know?
Yeah, they say change is a good thing.
They say. Are you one of these people complaining, Gruntling?
Yes, I am.
That's good to hear. Okay. Well, my thread is by Sekna in Anything Goes. It's the nerdiest thing about you. It's a thread of people describing their nerdness, which is something that's very common on our forums, obviously. And I was thinking about this question, and I think the premium example of how nerdy I am, there are currently 4 computers in front of me. All of them I'm doing something different on. So I think that's something that's extremely nerdy. What about you guys?
Well, I don't have 4 machines in front of me, but I have 1 machine with 4 monitors. Does that count?
There you go.
Each thing's got something different.
Wait, 4 monitors?
Yep.
Why 4 monitors? How do you lay that out?
In a sort of a circle type layout. It's a quarter of a circle just going around my desk. They're 4 22-inch widescreens. And
wow.
I've just got 2 graphics cards in my computer where they all hook up to.
Nice. Hickey, what about you? I know you're a nerd.
You could stretch Goatsy across all 4 of those monitors.
Thank you for the image.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Doesn't being nerdy imply that you're intelligent? I think that rules me out.
No.
I'd settle for more geek.
Oh, fine. Geek. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No. I would say it was my whole room decorated with various video games and consoles now, but even that's not that uncommon anymore, so I'm not entirely sure.
How about the fact... Oh, I just thought of a new one. I have 3 copies of Halo 3. I have the Legendary, Limited, and the Regular Edition. It's very sad, really. I think that wins.
Not as sad as The fact you can't actually wear the helmet, though.
If I could wear the helmet, I probably would.
What about you? I think we all would. Really.
Yeah. What about you, Gruntling?
I don't know. I guess I'm pretty nerdy in the fact that I collect anime DVDs. I haven't really done that lately, but a couple of years ago, I was a pretty big otaku.
How about the fact that we're all very active members of a website that's focused around pixelated Baron Bird, like a video game that was released who knows how long ago? I don't know. Just the whole thing blows your mind, really.
That is pretty nerdy.
Well, yeah. I imagine we'll still be here when we have our like children and stuff. It's kind of creepy.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I don't plan to have any kids. I'd rather not. But
are you just going to steal other people's then? Or?
Yeah, I'll just steal them and I can keep them in my basement. Have a little sweatshop.
That's what they're for.
I'm really. It is. Alrighty then. All right, moving on to the email section, even though we only have one email this week, and that's because you guys just aren't sending them anymore. We really would love to hear your emails, so send them to podcast@rarewitchproject.com, and if it's a good one, it'll most likely get on. So our email is from the guy over there. He says, first off, he has two questions. First off, I'm curious as to who does your music for the show, the theme that plays at the beginning and the end. Who wrote that? To answer that first, that was Gold, the member that does not seem to visit much anymore, as we were talking about, but he wrote our music, and hopefully we can have him on the show soon. Yeah, it's very perfect dark-ish. Okay, yeah, so the main point of his email, does anybody else besides me miss the Diddy Kong Racing concept of controlled weapons? If you want to get a homing missile, you have to save up your red balloons, etc. I really like this and wish it would make a comeback. There's nothing more frustrating than owning someone the whole race in Mario Kart and then getting hit by a blue shell that your friend just happened to get at the last second. I just wish more racing games used the DKR concept. It'd also be awesome if Rare could bring back DKR except remove the Diddy Kong part. Maybe a Banjo Racer, just in the same style of DKR. Anyway, that's about it from me. What do you guys think? Okay.
I will start, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
I understand what he's talking about with that Mario Kart thing, because when it first came out on the DS, I was playing a lot online against people. And I used to snake my way around the course, so I'd be quite a bit in front. Then, about to cross the finish line, I'll get bombarded with all these blue shells and I'd end up coming fourth. So, Diddy Kong Racing, at least there's some effort that needs to be put into before you get, you know, the decent items.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really do like that concept. And it's one that you completely forget about. Like, I don't even think of it until, you know, someone else mentions it. That, it did actually require the effort. It's certainly underused, I think.
Yeah, I think I've talked about this before, but I actually disagree with that. I like the Mario Kart way of having it so that it keeps things relatively even. Like, items generally can do that. Whereas Diddy Kong Racing, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I didn't really enjoy Diddy Kong Racing that much. I know that's a terrible thing to say to some people on the forums, but...
Virus database has been updated.
Hold on.
I don't know why. It just seems so, like, Crash Bandicoot-like. I don't know. What do you think?
Are you sure you weren't playing Crash Team Racing instead?
I'm pretty... You know, I've never actually played a Crash Bandicoot game.
I thought you were just talking about how nerdy you were, like, a minute ago.
Yeah, but Crash Bandicoot, it was terrible. Not that I played it, but whatever. Okay. Anything else?
As a fan of the greatest racing series of all time, in F-Zero, I can sort of relate to what he's getting at here with the. It actually takes some semblance of skill to get a good weapon and then use it on somebody. Which is, I don't know. I think that's what draws me to my series of choice. Because it takes you. The only way you're going to win is if you're actually skillful. You can't really win on luck, and you can only attack people with your craft.
Right. And right. No, it makes sense. I just like how it tries to keep things relatively even.
I think that Mario Kart does a better job of keeping things even, because in Diddy Kong Racing, you know, there's that sense of that you have control over everything. So if you're in first or last, it's kind of harder to, you know, catch up. Whereas in Mario Kart, everything's random and it just keeps everything like on an even keel.
Well, that's the thing. It's not random, though. If you're in first place, you can only get a banana or a green shell. And if you're in last place, you're most likely going to get the lightning. And I think that's good how it tries to even things out. And if you get in too far in first, you can't just dominate, you know?
Doesn't that kind of make it a bit worthless for competitive play, though?
No, that's what keeps it interesting, because you can't just, like, I don't know how many times in Mario Kart I've just fallen behind and then it's completely over. Or, sorry, Diddy Kong, I meant, because, like, there's nothing you can really do, you know? You're stuck.
That's it for the show this week. I'd like to thank the team for talking with me today. Please send us your questions, comments, and concerns to our email address, podcast@rarewitchproject.com. If you read your email on the show, you get a Forms trophy that can only be won by having your email read. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and review it on iTunes. We're working on getting it in the Zoom marketplace very shortly, so we'll keep you updated. This recording may not be redistributed or broadcast without the expressed written consent of the Rare Witch Project. It is intended for private use only. Copyright 2009. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
You know, for a day, we should make the Stargate SG-1 form public.
That would go well.
It's just not even a day, for like an hour. See how people react.